I used to spend a lot of time distressing about how other people judged me. What I wore, was it appropriate, did it fit precise? Did I speak too much? Did I speak too little? This person must think I'm too intense. And that person must think I'm not very entertaining. And the thoughts were worse at certain times. When I was presenting in a work meeting, or when I was out at a social event. It was so distracting and difficult to stay in the present moment. When I was in my 20s, I met a prudent woman in her mid-70s, who offered me a superb piece of hip wisdom. She said, "We all spend our 20s and 30s trying so hard to be perfect. Because we're so worried about what people will think of us. Then we get into our 40s and 50s, and we finally start to be free, because we decide that we don't give a damn what anyone thinks of us. But you won't be completely free until you reach your 60s and 70s, when you finally realize this liberating truth: nobody was ever thinking about you, anyhow they aren't. They weren't. They never were. People are mostly just thinking about themselves. People don't have time to worry about what you're doing, or how well you're doing it, because they're all caught up in their own dramas. People's attention may be drawn to you for a moment, if you succeed or fail spectacularly and publicly, for instance, but that attention will soon be gone. I realize now that people are not thinking about you and me or caring what is said about us. They are thinking about themselves before breakfast, after breakfast, and right on until 10 minutes past midnight. They would be 1,000 times more concerned about a slight headache of their own than they would about the news of your death or mine. Really, life is about narcissism. No one is ever thinking about you much. You always think people are thinking about you way more than they are. Nobody outside of your immediate family and circle of friends really cares very much about you because you don't impact their lives. Most people are focused predominantly on themselves. They have neither the time nor the energy to devote to people that have little effect on them. Plus, somewhat ironically, the only concern most people have for you is their own misguided self-consciousness about what you are thinking about them. There's actually scientific evidence that we mostly think about ourselves. Back in 1997, Dunbar, Marriott et al. Studied the topic and content of human conversations. They found that 78% of conversations involved talking about ourselves and our perceptions of the world. More recently, 2018, Meyer and Lieberman proposed a theory about why people are always thinking about themselves. There is a certain area of the brain,